Ish.
Yeah. So we're going to have a little bit of Lisa Deluxe's mix du jour. She has some fantastic stuff, and we'll get to that in a second. We're going to do a little bit of radio business. Why? Because they make us do it. No, we love our sponsors, and we're going to talk about them. And we're not going to use any foul language whatsoever.
Hell no.
We hope. So... It's just been that kind of a serious kind of day, and
it's a blustery day. It's like a November day outside.
Yeah, it really is. And riding a motorcycle in this, you would swear it never rains here.
It's rainforest of British Columbia.
Just going down a major thoroughfare, and it's like, how can you miss me on that big ass bike? Seriously. Yeah, someone tried to kill me.
Then I'm glad I missed this morning's transportation.
Oh, it was getting to your place. They tried to kill me. All right, we're going to take a little bit of radio business. We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, everyone. This will just take a minute. Introducing Serious Issues. Tuesday, March 20th at the Waldorf Hotel in the Tiki Bar. From 8 p.m. to late, Serious Issues is a party for young people interested in serious issues and partying. Featuring drinking, dancing, and short multimedia talks on creative actions by people from Adbusters, LeadNow.ca, DeSmogBlog, and Stuff Harper Did. Cover is cheap. Tickets are available at the door or through Eventbrite.ca. RSVP on Facebook to Serious Issues. And with DJs Cam Dales and Cameron Reed, the party is sure to be seriously good. That's all. You can get back to the serious dinner stuff. Thanks. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Manny Malhotra, and I play forward for the Vancouver Canucks. I've also joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us on April 1st as we light the cauldron in celebration of World Autism Awareness Day. Come to Jackpool Plaza and enjoy music, food, entertainment, and family fun.
Congratulations, you have been selected to take part in our anonymous survey. You can donate.
Okay, well, that's the miracle of working with computers and trying to do radio. The anonymous survey that just pops up when you try to use YouTube.
And you are today's 36,427th visitor.
I know.
I've never seen this particular pop-up ad.
It was actually YouTube.
It's question one of three, are you male or female? And then they've written out male or female.
And I want to say yes. Are you male or female? Yes.
In huge letters. And if you manage to pass that... exceptionally intellectual little quiz for they've given you two more. I'm actually kind of excited. Who knows what the other two were?
I know.
Are you left or right-handed?
Have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I just saw a streak of blonde hair go by. We might have David C. Jones in the house pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We are going to have some music from, we're going to have some music from DJ Lisa Deluxe.
We're not lying. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be awesome. But I am going to play you something that I played on Queer FM. And
that other radio show?
Yes, that other one. That this is from one of my favorite television shows to smoke pot to.
Not that we condone that.
And I actually have a prescription so I can do so legally, okay? Head injury. Do the math. So it explains much, okay?
Running our mixing boards this fun Tuesday
so
morning.
This is the one of the songs from one of my favorite television shows, and that is The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Oh, I love him. I was watching him last night.
And you got to check this out. This is French. You're going to love it. And so I'm in Canada. We have this foreign language requirement here for programming, and I am satisfying my requirement. This is a really fantastic song. It's Plastic Bertrand, and I can't pronounce the name of the song. So Barb will do that when we get back. This is Queer FM. Well, we're just having a computer kind of day.
We're off to a fine start.
Yeah.
Stick around. It actually is going to be very, very good. Last week's show was amazing.
And
we're trying to build upon that.
And every computer.
Great momentum that we had last Tuesday.
Every computer is screwing up. Here we go.
Bam, bam, on s'asplache. J'suis sur mon lit à bouffer ça. L'endant du ventre en mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Ouh, en quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chers.
chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un alien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. S'envoyer sur le paillasson, libérer, ruiner, vider, combler. You are the king of the divan, et me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. I have Barb Snowgrove. I have Miss Meow. I'm expecting David C. Jones. And I have DJ Lisa Deluxe. It's a full house.
It is totally a full house. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to CITR Radio 101.9 FM on your Didal. Didal?
Didal?
No coffee this morning. This is what happens.
Why no coffee?
Because I didn't have to. It seems universally today was the day of sleeping in for absolutely everybody that we have come in contact with.
I know,
so far.
Right?
All of us were affected. There were people talking about it. I took a TransLink bus. I'm going to pause for a second and let you all get up off the floors. But yes, I took a bus. Tilly the Wonder Horse died last week.
Oh.
A week and a half ago. And Aiden was nice enough to give me a drive last week. But, I did public transit with all the UBC students all the way out here. It was festive. And what happened was that I must have pressed something on my iPhone in my... So I've got my headphones on with my iPod. And I get out to here, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the hell is that sound? And so sure enough, my phone was just rocking away with the speakers going. And I didn't know because I had my headphones on. So basically, my pocket was pocket dialing Kim Kuzma's I Am Alive crank full blast, and I don't know whether or not they enjoyed it on the bus. It had nothing to do with my gulp rap that I was listening to on my alternative music selection, but yeah, this was playing away all by its lonesome on the bus without my even knowing.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to get on that bus again.
What, did anyone let you on?
It's just, thank God it could have been worse choices of music. You know, I've got 10,000 to choose from. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's a miserable one. Make the best out of your day. It's just because it's raining out doesn't mean you have to be out there.
We have, in the background, we have Lisa Deluxe's mix. She's doing some fantastic events, and we're going to talk about those later on. Going to cut to a little bit of music, and we'll be right back with more Queer FM Arts Extra and the boycott. We'll be back in just a minute. And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. We've got the fantastic beats of DJ Lisa Deluxe. So Lisa, we're going to have to get you on the air more. You know, you've just so used to having a set of cans on your head and kind of being antisocial, and it's really pissing me off.
Gotta be careful when you say that one to a lesbian.
I know. It reminds me of that time in the parade, you know, on the motorcycle with Samantha Mack, and that's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. So tell us, where are you going to be this weekend? What you going to be doing? Oh, she's getting the cans back on. Here we go.
Okay, this weekend we got Solid Gold on Thursday night. Barbara's going to cover that
You're
one.
You're all so cutting into my
so
bandwidth.
So I'm
going to
let her elaborate on the Solid Gold action.
Both of them.
And then we've got Saturday night at 1181 with Deluxe Saturdays going on. And that's my weekend. Oh, we have Trucker Disco on the Sunday with Taffy Lewis title. And Jay Douglas. But again, I'll let Barb follow up on that one.
You can talk about the Trucker Disco.
Trucker Disco. Yeah. Okay, Trucker Disco is a disco event. Everything from disco house to Italo to rare and cosmic type disco at Club 23 West, which is my old stomping grounds from like 10 years ago. How many of you guys remember partying there?
Yeah.
Yay!
Right? Yay!
And trucks.
Yeah, right?
And trucks.
And trucks. And hot guys and girls, and it's going to be a great time. So that's this Sunday at Club 23 West, Trucker Disco.
All right. Well, you know, we talk about a lot of things for entertainment and such, and, well, you know what? Microsoft and Starbucks are a little pissed off. Well, not Starbucks, but Microsoft and Apple.
They feel left out of the loop.
Microsoft and Apple feel left out of the loop, and that is because now. What is now?
NOM was the National Organization for Marriage or the Marriage Values or
yeah,
a bunch of horses, bloody asses.
Well,
what they are.
Microsoft spokesman last week came out amidst all the dump Starbucks mania. They said it appears that many have lost sight of the fact that Microsoft Corporation, just like Starbucks, stood proudly with the Washington United for Marriage initiative to support equal treatment for loving couples in Washington State. They're pretty pissed. They feel like they've been left out because they, as they say, they're reminding everyone that since 1993, Microsoft became the first Fortune 500 company to provide same-sex domestic partnership benefits. I know, I used to work for them. It was very cool. So the Microsoft spokesperson said this. So what gives? The National Organization for Marriage singles out Starbucks, and those yuppie beanheads get all the attention. We have to read in the Seattle Stranger how there's been an incredible Facebook campaign of photos of people drinking coffee at Starbucks. Where are all the photos of happy people tapping away on their Windows machines, knowing that they, too, are supporting equality for all? What about us? There's even a rainbow in our logo. Boycott us, National Organization of Marriage, now. Yeah. So Apple, of course, not to be outdone.
No, middle right. child.
Yeah, they were, you know, so... So Apple comes back with, now we see that there's over 635,000 people have signed the Thank You Starbucks card at some of us. And there's also a Move On Thank You card and Washington United's For Marriage Thank You card. What does Apple have to do to get our own Thank You card? It isn't fair. Apple has a long history of standing up for marriage equality. Don't forget that our first logo had a rainbow in it. I sense a theme here. Now we're reading in the news reports of how Starbucks customers like David Thompson of Pennsylvania are saying things like, it makes me more inclined to buy here in spite of their high prices. We went in on this action. We deserve it. And of course, Google, they got kind of pissed too. And they said, we built our company on a philosophy of equality for all. And frankly, we find it offensive and shameful that the National Organization for Marriage is practicing what is discriminatory boycott. Singling out Starbucks for attack unfairly discriminates against so many other good marriage equality supportive companies like us. NOM should end the discrimination, or we may consider taking action. So, wow, you know, the software companies are kind of pissed off, National Organization for Marriage. I mean, you know, you guys are kind of a bunch of, well, dirtbags, and they're pissed that you're not showing a little bit of dirtbag love to them as well. So, National Organization for Marriage, Queer FM recommends that you get your collective ducks in a row here and start, you know, boycotting everyone. And you know what? Maybe if they boycott everyone, then they won't be using Windows machines. They won't be using, Apple machines, right? They won't be using Google. And they won't be drinking coffee. So they'll all be asleep and offline and not using any computers whatsoever. So we won't have to hear from them anymore.
Yay.
All right. This is a fantastic article. Thank you to Barb Snellgrove for digging this up on the internet. It is Scott Woolridge's comedic stylings. It's on Twitter. You can check it out. And the Huffington Post put it out. It's friggin' great.
And that and lots more fun little stories at Megamouth Media.
So you can go out there and check it out. And she has all kinds of great stuff. It's fantastic.
Or just go directly to hashtag Megamouth Tweets.
So we are going to step aside a little bit more Lisa Deluxe. And in about 5 minutes, top of the hour, we're going to hear from Barb Snellgrove and the Van Bag. And you might want to go and get a coffee.
Get a coffee, kids. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the city this week.
We're going to hear from David C. Jones and his theater thing. And we're going to make the lovely Miss Meow his theater thing. I understand that he's quite a shower, actually.
Oh,
yeah. So there you go. And he was a top last night too, and we'll get to that.
He was a top last night.
Yeah, he was definitely a top.
I was a witness to that.
Well, we hear that you're always trying to recruit bottoms too. Just saying. And we're going to make.
Hey,
this,
got me in there, didn't he?
We're not
Stop.
Touching that.
Yeah, crickets.
And we're going to talk to the lovely Miss Meow. She's sitting here looking extremely pretty, and she's surrounded. Yeah, don't pet the kitty, okay, David? Yeah, she hasn't been fixed yet.
Nice kitty.
All right, we'll be right back with more Queer FM Crazy and Queer FM Arts Extra. This is Lisa Deluxe, DJ Extraordinaire. Oh, I'm feeling so funky. Hey, this is Queer FM Arts Extra, CITR 101.9 FM. Got a full house here this morning, and it's 10 o'clock, and it's time for Barb Snellgrove's Van Bag.
We got lots of stuff this morning, so without further ado, April 5th through 8th, I do believe they had a one pre-party on the 31st of March, but April 5th through 8th, because they don't have enough events going on.
The pre-party.
Yeah, exactly. Rub Out 21, which is going to be at locations and events all over town. It is the party weekend of rubber and fetish for men. There are so many events going on at this. All of them look great. I wish I had dick to be able to go to some of them, frankly. There's puppy play party, slick party, after party, rough party, recovery brunch, kegger party. There's even more. This event's going to be insane, and it's going on all through this weekend. Happy Easter, Bunny.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. So check out all the information, events, tickets, and times. www.rubout.com. Get your fetish on, gentlemen. Bring out your Windex. Polish up all the plastic, rubber, fetish, anything you can find. Hit pre-app for all of their best deals. Thursday, April 5th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the community offices. You know where they are. They're Davey and Berard. It's the goodbye to Jennifer Breakspear. We love her dearly. We want to wish her all the best of success in her new job as Executive Director for Options for Sexual Health BC. So staff, volunteers, board members, friends, all of you and Thee and Thine, come down to say thank you and goodbye to Jen as the outgoing Executive Director of Community. We really appreciate all the great work that she has done. Also on Thursday, 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Cobalt on Main Street. We had Paige on last week to talk about this. This is your cue, Building Community Through Dialogue. And it's a group of SFU students who believe that a safe, accessible, and engaging community forum is a good place to start. They want to initiate a collaboration through conversation, solutions via solidarity to hear and be heard, etc., etc. It's roundtable dialogues designed to bring us as queer people together, our experiences, concerns, our ideas, and create our collective future. So stick around afterward for a multimedia performance showcase and dance party featuring drag, burlesque, live music, and comedy, as only Paige and the apocalyptic crowd know how to do. Dialogue, dinner break, and dance afterwards. Event information at thisisyourq.wordpress.com. Hershey Bar, where the girls are, Thursday, April 5th, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. We've got lots of lesbian parties going on this
week. Wow.
Lots of them. Red Room Ultra Bar. That got David all excited. Red Room Ultra Bar on Richards has had two rooms, one massive party, DJ Serotonin, L.A. Club Skirts of the Dyna, returns to heat up the dance floor once again with Ricky Rocket and Casey Riot in the Dubstep Room. One hot mess of a party, not to be missed. If DJ Serotonin, she's open for top Billboard artists such as Gaga, Katy Perry, Pat Benatar, India Rai. They shared the decks with major artists such as Chromeo, Peaches, and Tegan from Tegan and Sarah. And she is definitely one hot babe. If I do say so myself, not taking away from present company at all.
Yeah, you're pretty much surrounded by like really hot girls. So
And me.
Serotonin's a good friend, so I don't mind.
To a great, great DJ. $12 advance. Tickets available online at flygirlproductions.com. Little Sisters Bookstore, Cocopelli Salon on Commercial Drive. And then, speaking of hot DJs, that's for a segue.
Oh, my goodness.
Solid Gold. Hey, brought to you by Lisa Deluxe and Sandra Skinner.
Really?
From Lipstick Jungle.
No way.
Yeah, way. Thursday, April 5th, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Tunnel Club. That's on 620 West Pender. Start your long weekend off right with Lisa Deluxe, Sandra Skinner. House, hip-hop, electro, 90s, anthems, mashups with DJ She, Fortune, DJ Zeal, School of Remix, DJ Lisa, Deluxe, our very own, Solid Gold, 1181. You can add another slash now.
Queer FM.
Queer FM. DJ Kesha Kennedy, Peaches Lipstick Jungle Events, live performance by Van City Electropop Sensation, The Clutch Project. The Clutch. I got it right the first time. Special debut set from DJ Zeal, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pre-sale tickets, $10 at Little Sisters. Sweet Adult Bookstore, it's right at Broadway and Hemlock, I do believe. Not that I know where all the sex stores are in town, but but yeah, on that one I do.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Hey, it's right in my hood. I got my own sweet boutique now. Soulmates, Burlesque, Friday, April 6th, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Sin Bin Sports Grill, 295 West 2nd. Sensational nonstop intimate evening of live music, stunning visuals, and burlesque. Starring Rebel Valentine, Ruth Ordare, Valerie Vintage, Camaro Love Rock. There's a name. I like that one. April O'Peel.
Oh,
April O'Peel, your Irish stripper. No, she's burlesque, but I'm kidding. Smoldering Stage Kitten Lusciousness. Tickets at the door, $10. Available 1 hour before showtime. Are you still with me, folks? We're almost there. Vanity at Oasis, Friday, April 6th, 8 p.m. Till 3 a.m. Oasis Ultra Lounge. Dress to impress, express yourself. It's all about your own vanity. It's a new event that they're putting on down there. Thank you, Yannick. VIP booth with bottle service. We're classing it up. It's if you book in advance, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. If you get in before 10:30, there's no cover. Don't forget, you can get with your palate. You can get wet your palate.
Oh, say that three times fast, really.
And he spelt it interestingly, too, yeah. While enjoying the sexy beats of DJ George V until 10 p.m. Later, enjoy Constance, our very own, the unstoppable Connie Smudge, and the beats of DJ Landon James, and, of course, the legendary one and only Cotton Venus. We love her dearly. And just the last few here, a little bit shorter. The 2012 Worldwide... You have to say this quietly so no one will know about it. It's Worldwide Pillow Fight Club 7.0. Saturday, April 7th, 3 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., Vancouver Art Gallery. If you have never been to one of these, it's hilarious. All of a sudden, you're walking down the street, and everyone you see is pregnant. Everyone. Because you have to hide the pillows. You don't want to. Oh. It's a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Okay.
Like a flash mob.
Yes. Don't talk about pillows. It is. It's a pillow flash mob. Don't talk about pillow fight club. Rule number one. Don't be in location until the exact minute. 3, hide your pillows. 4, Russian screaming pillow fight. After 50 minutes of excruciating fun, leave. Stay off the road and sidewalk because they don't want to make it a police issue. They'd even like volunteers to come and clean up afterwards. Do not hit anyone without a pillow. They're usually pretty good about that. Spandy Andy got nailed a couple of times last time. But it just happens. This goes out to all the good vibe people you know. Thank you to the hundreds of loyal... This is their message. Hundreds of loyal mobbers out there for keeping this event alive after 7 years. This event has gone on well before it became a worldwide movement. The Vancouver community can be proud to be one of the founding voices in the initial push of the International Pillow Fight Day. That and, of course, what the bathtub races... Bungee jumping, all these lovely little things that we weirdos out here on the West Coast. So again, thank you. Sunday, April 8th, 11 p.m. at the Junction on Davy Joni's Easter 80s show at the Junction. As always, a long weekend tradition. Sunday show on Easter Sunday. Joni will be joined by Summer Clarence and Carlotta Girl and DJ Do. DJ Do, he'll kill me for that. Princess. I'm so used to calling him Princess, I never say his name. DJ Drew will be spinning the dance beats all night long. So that's Sunday night at the Junction. And, of course, to wrap it up, our very last event, Lipstick Jungle and Jet Girls Share the Love on Easter Sunday, Sunday, April 7th, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at 560 Nightclub. And it's a mashup. Lipstick Jungle Events and Jet Girl Crema Productions unite for one hoppin' party. You don't want to miss DJ Matilda Ho and DJ Kasia Kennedy. $10 advance at Little Sisters or online at Crema Productions. Or, of course, again, if you're in my hood, hit up Sweet Adult Store. That is your Van Bags listing. There is tons of stuff all available on the Queer FM website. And if you've got anything you want to add to that or in upcoming weeks you want me to know, well, make sure you let me know at Twitter at Megamouth Media or at Queer FM Van or on the website via Facebook. But lots to do and see this week. Play safe, everybody.
Whew.
That's a lot of stuff.
That is exhausted. A lot of stuff.
That was one of the longest van bag segments we've ever had.
It was the longest. It's never been more than, like, usually a page and a half.
Well, it was actually probably about the same length when it was me and Lisa trying to, like, channel Barb. Yeah.
Oh, yes, the drag queen race.
Well, we didn't do so well. We have Miss Meow in the studio. She is one of the coolest, well... She's one of the coolest fetish models I know, and she's like does all kinds of. I met her on a set for a television series. All the boys were vying to take her out on a date. They came to the Knight in Shining Armor quite literally and asked me to go and inquire as to her availability, and we became friends. And no, they didn't get a date. So she is the lovely partner of Mr. K from the Fall Tattooing, our sponsor here for Arts Extra. You got some great events coming up as well. One of them being a really cool tattoo event.
Yes, the West Coast Tattoo and Culture Show, which is coming up at the end of the month in April. April 27th to 29th at the Boulevard Casino in Coquitlam. Lots of tattoo artists from all over the world. Vendors of all kinds and contests and events, including a pinup pageant on the Friday, I believe. Saturday is Tattooed Vixen's Alternative Model Contest. Yours truly will be in the running.
I was going to say yes.
And lots of other local beauties and talents will be in both, as well as tattoo contests. You can check out more information on www.westcoasttattooshow.com for more details and come out and show your tattoos. Are you going?
I may.
You may.
Well, you know, it's
I can't
Coquitlam.
Show mine. I could be arrested for showing my
tattoos. Really?
Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
Wow.
And more for the riot that it causes of people excited to get a close
on
the
thundering up. Herds. Release the hounds. Barb is showing her tattoos.
Oh my goodness!
There's going to be a lot of tattoo comparisons. Like,
well, and actually, one of the groups that I really love that was with us in the parade this last year, Morris Moore Models, will be there.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I am actually affiliated with them. They represent me here in Vancouver.
I know. So what else you got?
And actually, on the same subject as Morris Moore, they're very dear friends of mine, and they're working on an upcoming magazine, which will be debuting in May. It's called Grind Down Magazine, and it's in its beginning stages. It's going to be locally owned, edited, produced, and published. It's about for and by the people who know Vancouver the best, the locals. Grind Down will showcase local badass business events, music, and everything in between. You can also check them out on Facebook. So that's going to be coming up, and hopefully we can get some awesome stuff going on there as far as what's going on in Vancouver.
All right. Yeah. Well, I look forward to Miss Meow on Queer FM Arts Extra because she's going to be around and about and stuff. She's on set a lot, so you never know. She's kind of famous.
I'll be meowing around the town.
I have a tattoo question, a tattoo-related question.
Oh, go for it.
I was just wondering, not being a tattoo aficionado, sometimes you go to an event and someone's wearing the same shirt as you, and you're like, oh, how awkward. We're both. Has anyone ever been at an event where someone's had a similar tattoo, and it's like, oh, you're... Your tattoo looks like my tattoo.
Oh, I'm sure there have been. It depends.
Similar, yeah. Yeah.
When you're getting flash work, of course, when you pick that number 27 there.
Yeah, exactly. The lips. Can I have lips on my bum and maybe a butterfly on my ankle?
Right.
Indeed.
So then people, is it that same kind of awkwardness? Do they just
it can be
couch
awkward.
Away?
Or when
that's why you don't go for the butterfly on the ankle.
You get a
I'm quite sure that, larvae had no idea that they would grow up to be butterfly, tattoos when they...
You know what I just remembered? One of the bobbers is now a tattoo artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Benjamin.
Wow.
I just
some amazingly talented tattoo artists out here. Really, really. I wanted to get one when I was in Hawaii last time because I love the design of the tattoos over there.
Okay.
But I guess if you haven't got a tattoo like David, you would call him a useless tat.
Oh!
There's my wit for this morning.
Wow.
There's my wit for this morning.
I actually was approached yesterday to be for a poster for one of the fetish community things. And ironically, I'm in the process of getting a back tattoo, but don't have it yet. And they actually find that more desirable sometimes for models.
To not have
not have ink, yeah.
Most of the times, yes, when you're doing more of conventional modeling. Obviously, the alternative community is a lot more welcoming. In fact, it's kind of a prerequisite.
Well, not alternative.
So what are they going to do is they're going to actually put a design on my back in post-production.
They're going to, paint it on there?
Yeah.
Like, for fake?
Yeah. It's like,
show tattoos.
Yeah, show tattoos. So, we have 15 minutes left. We're going to take a really fast commercial break, 30 seconds, and come back with David C. Jones.
That's
our,
me.
Our
we crammed so much into this brief little musical interlude, Queer FM.
Queer FM interlude.
CITR 101.9 FM. Join us every Tuesday and Sunday evening.
We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Got sodium, gas,
It's Queer FM Arts Extra. We're back. Now there's a full house in here. We've got the really fantastic beats of Ms. DJ Lisa Deluxe. And she's back there. She's got headphones on. I call them cans. I'm the old school, so like the really old school.
I like the cans.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
We hear that about you. Yes, yes.
I like the cans.
I like to, yes. What are we saying here, Aiden?
We were talking about, headphones, and then you just kind of got off on a tangent.
I like the cans.
I just kind of slowed it down because it's going to get a little bit too the wrong way. And not enough innuendos to cover it up with, so.
No, because God knows we don't ever do double entendres here on Queer FM. Mm-hmm.
Are we listening to the same show?
It's 101.9 FM. It is 18 minutes after the hour. Time to segue into.
Yeah, let's do David C. Jones. Let's do David.
Somebody.
Let's do David C. Jones.
Take my wife, please.
But
what's going on around? Well, I think, you know, Barb did all the what's going on around, so I won't maybe talk about what's going on around.
I left the theater.
You know,
I left it out for you.
Cool. A couple of shows that are on right now, Burnt by the Sun at United Players, getting nice reviews. We have two productions of Hello Dolly. Coming up. One on right now at Capilano College, another one that'll be showing up in Richmond in a little while. Importance of being earnest at the Arts Club. I haven't seen any shows because I've been out of town.
Where were you?
I was in L.A. Yeah, doing a show.
I was down in L.A. doing some business.
I'm going to go see Scar Tissue next week, which is written, adapted from a book by Michael Ignatieff.
Oh, right on.
There you go. He's become a playwright now. Well, he didn't write the play. Dennis Boone wrote the play. And I did go see an amateur production of a show called These Shining Lives, which was about the women who were killed and seriously injured because of radium poisoning back in the 1920s and 30s.
Finally get a date.
That's kind of interesting. Did you just get a date?
No, the only show that's been on that's been missing longer than Mad Men at Lip Service is season 2. They finally just announced the date on Twitter, and I'm all aglow now.
Oh, nice. I'll just mention one other quick thing unrelated to the theater events. I did a post in my OutTV blog, outtv.ca, about the city right now has far too many musicals going on in it. And we're running into a bit of a problem that we don't have enough musical performers to fill all the roles. It has generated so much buzz. I'm getting private emails, phone calls, and being stopped in lobbies of theaters with people agreeing with me that we are producing more shows, or amateur shows, than we have talent for. And I don't think it's going to do us much good in the long run. If you go and see a musical and there's people whose voices are cracking or going flat because they're not ready to have a lead role yet. So,
training wheels. They still have their training wheels on.
They still have their training wheels on. They're undoubtedly going to become great singers one day. So when you have a town with such a small talent pool as we have, and you have five musicals all playing at once, you're bound to have a couple people who are going to be a little tone deaf.
Yeah, and a talent pool that's getting smaller as people leave because of the theater closings.
Speaking of which, if you are a big fan of theater, where did I put that? And you are a big fan of the Vancouver Playhouse, which of course the Playhouse doesn't exist right now, there is a rally today at the Rio Theater. The Rio Theater, it's not so much a rally, it's to envision a new Vancouver Playhouse. If you think having a regional theater company is important, we are now the only province that doesn't have a regional theater. And the Vancouver Playhouse was actually the first regional theater in Canada. It's all gone belly up right now. So at the Rio today, at 2 to 4 p.m., people are coming together with positive forward-thinking ideas about a possible future and how to revive the Vancouver Playhouse.
All right.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. And did you know Bruno Mars isn't gay?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
His height hasn't changed, though.
Yeah, but he could be gay. He just hasn't come out. That was, like, the most exciting and then non-exciting news.
Well, I heard that Rick Santorum was actually leading the pack on a little thing called Clout. He is the most influential person on the Clout social media barometer. Rick Santorum.
I thought Clout was the most influential. They're up there. Well,
for homosexuality. for homosexuality. Rick Santorum.
He's promoting the
See,
homos.
On Clout, Clout decides you have specific keywords and subject matter.
Yes.
Called lists.
Yes.
That counts towards your scoring.
Right.
And increasing your clout value.
So the man with the most clout on the topic of homosexuality in the world right now is Rick Santorum.
Nice.
Congratulations, Rick Santorum.
Yay. Hey, did you know if, speaking of funny and gay, that if you're a funny queer, the Bobbers, Tops and Bottoms, you were there last night.
I was
too.
There. We were both there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're holding auditions. We're introducing two new players. Every 6 months, we introduce two new players into the company.
And very talented crew we got to watch last night.
And by the way, I tried this once, okay? I had seen a Tops and Bottoms show once, okay? And I went completely cold on a Saturday morning, no warm-up.
Warmed you up.
And I got to tell you, kids, do radio for years, and you know what? These people are talented. You got to be on your A-plus game and really lucky, because it's brutal.
Yeah, it's wicked fun, though. So if you want to audition, it's Sunday, April 22nd. Maybe tweet us a queer improv, and I can send you more details.
We said goodbye to Ryan Clayton last night. It was his last show.
Kept choking up. Was that not insane?
What are you gonna do? Well, you know, I mean, I saw all the cups back there. I assume they were yours, and I assume alcohol was in them.
No, I never drink before, so drink like a fish after, but never before. So,
well, one thing that I really wanted to point out was that you have a new show coming out on Sunday.
Yes. Oh, you know what? And this is so crazy. Thank you for the segue. I even forget about it because I'm trying not to run with the ball on this one. We are the Bobbers are moving into East Vancouver. We're going to be on Commercial Drive doing one show only on Easter Sunday, and it's the Bobbers Take on the Bible. It's going to be at the Havana. Tickets are cheap. We would love for you to come out to it because it's our first time venturing into the Commercial Drive area.
Well, where is it and what time?
It's at 8 o'clock at the Havana Theater. I think the tickets are $5. I can't remember.
Okay.
And there's two ways to take the title. Is it the Bobbers Take on the Bible, like we're going to fight it? Or is it our take on the Bible? So it's going to be a long-form comedy improv being headed up by Alan Pavlikovic. I'll be playing, but he's in charge.
Okay. Yeah. We did put links out last night on Queer FM Vancouver. We're going to be putting those links up tonight or this afternoon on queerfmvancouver.com, and David is going to be so kind to update their Facebook page that isn't updated right now, and I'm pointing at him and going, come on, David.
Yeah, he is indeed pointing, too.
Yes, he is going to update that, so you can go out to Facebook and you can love them, and you can go to the show. So there. And Queer FM is on this Sunday from 6 to 8, and we are going to have even more. We're going to have Ryan Clayton.
But you still have it on 6 o'clock.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So
We might have to get Jennifer Breakspear this time because she hasn't been on the show in a long time, and we miss you, Jennifer.
But we will be back here, of course, Queer FM Arts Extra Roundup next week, Tuesday, 9:30 to 10:30. We hope you will join us. We'll thank all of our Miss Me. Thank you so much for coming down, sweetheart.
Thank
Kitty.
You.
Kitten. Miss Meow. Lisa Deluxe in the house.
And if you want to see pictures and bios, we're finishing those up on Queer FM Vancouver. You can see what everybody looks like. And check out our Twitter and Facebook feeds. So, Lisa.
So you know if you're stalking the right person.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, Lisa's here, and she's sporting the black and white American flag tank top. I'm honored. Thank you.
It was just for you, Ethan.
Aw. So, one more time, where you're going to be this weekend?
Okay, this weekend, Thursday, I'm going to be at the Tunnel Lounge on West Pender for Solid Gold. And Sunday is Club 23 West for Trucker Disco.
All right. Well, I think we're going to round off with a little bit of music from Lisa Deluxe and like that.
Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
So, Aiden Saints.
Barb Snellgrove.
Miss Meow.
David C. Jones.
Lisa Deluxe.
We are out of here. Have a great day, Vancouver.
listening to Subworld Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And today's guest host for the hour is Larissa from Calarissa. So stay tuned. Good morning, April Fools. You are listening to Subworld Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And today's